Do you know how unusual it is for you to be able to come to a church where somebody talks about hell and heaven? Because everything is leading up to this apostate super church that is going to cause the whole world to commit spiritual adultery against God.
Welcome to Life Talk with Pastor Jeff Wickwire, founder and senior pastor of the exciting Turning Point Church in Fort Worth, Texas. Pastor Jeff brings you powerful biblical messages, along with practical applications that can help you grow in your personal walk with Jesus Christ. So stay tuned and be challenged, be encouraged, and be transformed by the power of the Word of God. On today's edition of Life Talk, we are continuing the message entitled, The Last Three Bowls. This is chapter 11 on the series called The End, Revelation Unfolds. To tell us more about the message, here's Pastor Jeff.
Last time in our journey through John's amazing revelation, we witnessed the last of God's judgments beginning to fall, which are called the seven bowl judgments. While the first four bowl judgments might be explained away by an unbelieving world as natural ecological disasters, the final three bowls are undeniably from the hand of God. The first will bring universal darkness. The second will dry up the Euphrates River to make way for the Battle of Armageddon. And the final bowl will unleash the worst earthquake in the history of the world. Again, we must remember that it's the darkest before the dawn. Jesus is literally at the door. So grab your Bible and follow along with me as I share part two of the message, The Last Three Bowls. In this end time scenario, God is bringing the forces of Satan across the dry riverbed to be utterly destroyed by none other than a returning Jesus Christ, who will be followed by his heavenly forces, including the redeemed church. Hallelujah. Now, I'm going to tell you something. You may say, Jeff, you're nuts. You're crazy for saying that. Let me tell you, you're going to see this because you're going to be there when he returns. It said so right here. And if you don't believe John, let me read a couple of other prophets. Prophet Zechariah also foresaw this amazing event. He writes in 14 verse 5, "Thus the Lord my God will come." And what? Read it with me. All the saints with you. Turn to your neighbor and say, that's you. Now let's read Jude. Jude quotes the Old Testament saint Enoch, who foresaw exactly the same thing. Quote, "Now Enoch, the seventh from Adam, prophesied about these men also, saying, behold, the Lord comes with who? 10,000s of his saints to execute judgment on all." This is talking about when Jesus dramatically stops the war of Armageddon before all flesh is wiped out on planet Earth. And he returns with his saints. Notice in the next verse, we've got a satanic trinity described by John. Verse 13, "I saw three evil spirits that looked like frogs leap from the mouths of," watch this, "the dragon." Who's the dragon? The devil. The beast, who's that?
The Antichrist.
And the false prophet is the false prophet. But remember, the dragon is always the devil. The beast is always the Antichrist. And the false prophet. There you've got a satanic trinity. Satan, his Antichrist, and his false prophet. Now, that's a bad picture. Somebody's talking and frogs are coming out. Yuck. Why frogs? I'll tell you why. Because frogs symbolize filth and dirt to the ancients. They didn't eat frog legs. The frogs John sees are evil spirits. Watch this. Evil spirits that are energizing the unclean words of Satan, the Antichrist, and the false prophet. You know, I've mentioned on a couple of Sundays how often things in our world that we can see, hear, taste, touch, and smell are affected by the world we can't see. There is a world we cannot capture with the lens of our eye. It's the spirit world. And the thing that's so powerful about the revelation is In the Revelation, Jesus removes the veil for John. He looks past the veil, the natural world, and he sees all of this amazing supernatural activity acting upon the world we can see. So he sees angels all the time, cherubim, seraphim, the spirits of those who have gone to heaven. He sees them. He sees now here demon spirits that if you were one of these lost people with the chip and you're in the tribulation and you're doomed and you're listening to the Antichrist and the false prophet speak, you're mesmerized and thinking, wow, they've really got some answers. But John sees behind them a demon spirit energizing their words, causing them to be persuasive and magnetic and compelling and seductive. I mean, I know it's kind of creepy, but folks, believe me, all around the atmosphere here, there are spirit beings. They're all over the world. I like to think there's angels encamped all around this building. Okay? And I think one of the great surprises we're going to have when we get to heaven is he's going to show us how often an angel saved your skin. And you didn't see him. You just said, whoo, that was close. But it says that he sends his angels as ministers to those who are to be heirs of salvation. But you don't see them. Okay? Now, these demonic spirits, speaking through the mouths of this satanic trinity, perform supernatural, satanically inspired miracles through the hands of primarily the false prophet. So not all magic is contrived. That's why you should never fool with something like a Ouija board. Because, you know, come on, that's just plaything. No, because, listen, he's telling us right here in verse 14 that some of the miracles that take place that are clearly of supernatural origin are not from God. But they're miracles wrought by the other world, things that defy natural law. So if you got a Ouija board in your house, don't leave right now, but as soon as church is over, run home and burn that thing. Because there are portals that open us up into a world. You know, I don't mean to go here, but do you know what they're building in New York City? They're building a genuine temple to Baal in New York City to replicate, to reproduce what ISIS destroyed in the Middle East. So the leadership of New York City, they're going to rebuild a temple to Baal in New York City. Times Square. And do you know Baalism is the whole reason? I don't mean to digress, but let me digress. Do you know that Baalism is the reason that Israel was sent into judgment for 70 years? It's the reason that over and over again, God said, you are spiritual adulterers and adulteresses. Baalism is when they would sacrifice children into the red-hot hands of Molech, which was attached to Baalism. It was Baalism that caused Elijah to call fire down from heaven, and it's why he went and executed 400 prophets of Baal, because it was a wicked, demonic, idolatrous system, and they're building a temple to Baal in Times Square. Just another sign that our nation has way lost its way. Now, I want you to remember, these demonic spirits are speaking through them, and then miracles are performed. By whom? Well, while the Antichrist is a political ruler, the false prophet will be a religious leader, and they will be an evil dynamic duo. So while the Antichrist is rising in the political sphere and comes to a place of ruling most of the world politically, the false prophet will be a religious leader pointing to him, turning the people's faith to him. And this false prophet is the one that does these miracles. Zechariah says in chapter 14, verse 2, I will gather all the nations to fight against Jerusalem. The city will be taken, the houses looted, and the women ravaged. Now notice it is God who says, I will gather all the nations. Can you say with me, God's in charge? He does this so that he can reveal his glory when he intervenes on behalf of Israel, which we're going to see him doing as we reach the end of this book. Now, next we see that in the midst of these final moments in history, God makes a final appeal to the end-time believers to hang on. It's soon going to be over. Verse 15, look, I will come as unexpectedly as a thief. Blessed are all who are watching for me, who keep their clothing ready so they will not have to walk around naked and ashamed. Now, the clothing mentioned refers to their personal walk with Christ, the robe of righteousness that only He can put on you. He's about to return, and they don't want to be ashamed upon His appearance. Now, finally, the seventh bowl is poured out. Verses 16 and 17. Here's the last one of 21 judgments. And the demonic spirits gathered together. I'm reading the Bible here. The demonic spirits gathered all the rulers and their armies to a place with the Hebrew name Armageddon. Now notice who gathered them there? Demonic spirits. But who's in control of those? God. Then when they're gathered at Armageddon, the Valley of Megiddo, then the seventh angel poured out his bowl into the air, and a mighty shout came from the throne in the temple, saying, say it with me, it is finished. Who said that?
Jesus.
On the cross, right? So here it is, it is finished. And with this final bowl, the thumos, that's the Greek word for hot fury, the hot fury of God, is now complete. Startling signs immediately follow the pouring out of this bowl. Quote, verse 18, then the thunder crashed and rolled, and lightning flashed, and a great earthquake struck, the worst since people were placed on the earth. Now I want you to think about that for a moment. Of all the horrific earthquakes we've seen, major ones, to ever strike earth, this is the worst in the history of the world. This earthquake will not be measurable by the Richter scale. It literally rips Jerusalem into three parts and impacts the entire world. Here's verse 19. Now the great city, that being Jerusalem, was divided into three parts. And listen to these words. The cities of all the nations fell. And great Babylon, oh, there's Babylon again, was remembered before God to give her the cup of the winds of the fierceness of His wrath. Catch this, everybody. This earthquake is going to cause cities all over the world to crumble like a house of cards. The worst earthquake in the history of the world. It will not be local. It will be global. And suddenly, here's Babylon jumping back into the picture. And great Babylon was remembered before God to give her the cup of the wine, the fierceness of His wrath. Now, as I've already mentioned, when we get to chapter 17 and 18, I'm going to tell you way more about Babylon, and it's powerful. But John's description of the effects of this mammoth earthquake continue. He's watching all this like God is giving him a movie. And he sees it. Verse 20, is this real? Can this be real? Every island disappeared by Hawaii. Maui, every island, am I reading it right? Is that what you see?
Yes.
Every island disappeared. And what? All the mountains were what? Level. This is an earthquake of all earthquakes. This earthquake, possibly the consequence of a nuclear blast, we don't know, decimates the islands of the sea, perhaps through multiple tsunamis. That may be why they disappear, because a tsunami is sweeping over them. But I've learned, if the Word of God says it, it will happen. It will be. And I've also learned, God does not embellish. He does not use hyperbole. He is not stretching the truth. When He says every island is going to disappear and every mountain is going to be level, that's exactly what's going to happen. This is not metaphorical language. And this awesome quake brings all mountains down. Now, John observes something incredible here. Verse 21, and great hail from heaven fell upon men, each hailstone the weight of a talent. Now, we're used to hail around here, and every time there's hail, what do? We turn on the radio, and we hear this. It was marble-sized, it was golf ball-sized, and if they think it's going to be baseball-sized, they tell you, run for the hills, get undercover, because this is deadly hail, baseball size. You know what a talent weighs? 100 pounds. That means hail the size of a basketball is going to pummel the earth. Tell me where you're going to run and hide. The only safe place would be in some cave in the mountains. Now, let me just give you a little perspective here. Though this seems impossible, history tells us that in the aftermath of World War II, atomic devices were set off, causing the ocean waters to rise 30 to 60,000 feet. Did you hear that? They were set off, and it caused the ocean waters to go 30 to 60,000 feet in the air. When the boiling water began to fall back down, it created hail the size of basketballs. This hail was so huge and deadly, it damaged the ships placed in the lagoons, denting the ship's armor. So is this over a nuclear blast? We don't know. It doesn't matter. God says it, so it'll happen. The 21 horrific tribulation judgments we've explored are definitely punitive, and they are not rehabilitative. They're not interested in rehabilitation here. They are beyond rehabilitation. This is pure punitive judgment. John yet again points out an unrepentant mankind continuing to shake its fist at God. Verse 21, men blasphemed God because of the plague of the hail, since that plague was exceedingly great. Oh, I think so. Hail the size of basketballs would destroy this building. And here it is. It's in the Bible. It's coming. Now that the seal, trumpet, and bowl judgments are complete, we're about to meet two mysterious characters, and we're headed towards the end of tonight's message. Solving the riddle of the two characters we're about to meet is a real eye-opener. Now we're going to chapter 11 in the book, and you'll see a beast and a harlot. Now here we go. The Apostle John is once again approached by one of the seven angels who reveals a vision that astonishes him. Hi, everybody. This is Jeff Wickwire. I wanted to let you know that to make our study even more effective through the book of Revelation, we're offering a book that I've written that contains the very words you're hearing on the radio, along with helpful illustrations and all the Bible verses I'm quoting. You'll literally be able to sit down with your book and follow along word for word. The book is called The End, and for a special price of just $10, we'll get it right to you. Just go to our website at lifetalkradio.us. That's lifetalkradio.us. And once at the website, scroll down to Resource, click on the book, The End, and enter the discount code BOOK2018. That discount code is BOOK2018. I know this resource is going to add to your enjoyment and understanding as we travel together through the incredible book of Revelation. Now, back to the message. We're now going into Revelation 17, verse 1. First six verses, actually. Then one of the seven angels who had the seven bowls came and talked with me, saying, come, I will show you the judgment of the great harlot who sits on many waters, with whom the kings of the earth committed fornication, and the inhabitants of the earth were made drunk with the wine of her fornication. Now, we got two lead characters here, and I'm going to be able to deal with the first one tonight, and then we're done. The first lead character in this vision is a great harlot. Folks, I can't tell you how relevant the great harlot is to us right now. Watch this. The fact that the great harlot is sitting on many waters symbolizes a vast worldwide influence. She's sitting on many waters, the waters of the world, the population of the world. This harlot has corrupted, according to John, the entire world. Whoever she is, she has corrupted the entire world. Often in Scripture, harlotry refers to spiritual harlotry, a departure from the true God, or a false apostate religious system. Now follow me. Remember how over and over the prophets of God would stand up and talk to the people. It's the constant refrain of the Old Testament prophets. And they would tell Israel and Judah, you better repent from worshiping idols and come back to the true God, because you are spiritual adulterers and adulteresses, because you have turned from the living God to false gods, and you are committing spiritual adultery with them. That's the message. This is what John sees. The harlot, the great harlot, is an apostate religious system that is working in coordination with the Antichrist, I believe totally headed up by this false prophet who is a religious leader. He brings the world religiously to the side of the Antichrist. He is instrumental in raising up this apostate religious system or church. We got to think of Paul's prediction in 1 Timothy 4:1. We all know it, but I'm going to read it to you. The Spirit clearly says that in later times, really the latter days, some will abandon the faith and follow deceiving spirits and things taught by demons. They will leave the real faith, abandon it, and follow things taught by demons. That's apostasy. When you've been raised in the real thing and you walk away from it, you're an apostate. That's what it means. You've given up on the real God. You're following things taught by demons. You have apostatized. So who is this great harlot? The great harlot is comprised, here it is, of an all-inclusive, corrupted Christianity with apostate Protestantism, Roman Catholicism, and a blend of other false religions that produce one final, last days, phony, vacuous, dead, but real super church. An apostate church. In light of the inroads, New Age mysticism, false feel-good Bible teaching, and other spurious doctrines have infiltrated today's church, it's not at all difficult to imagine this happening. Not at all. We have national, in quotes, Christian leaders who say on secular talk shows, we will not talk about sin, we will not talk about hell, and we don't know if Jesus is the only way. I could name names, but I don't care to name names, because what matters to me is what is said. And there is a movement now. There is an apostate movement in our country right now where there's all kinds of churches you could go to. You could walk in the doors. They look great. They look impressive, beautiful buildings, all kinds of money, full of people. But if you listen to what is being taught, it's like a motivational seminar on steroids. It has nothing to do with the blood, with heaven, with hell, with Christ being the only way, with you must repent or you will be lost. None of that. You'll never hear it. Sit there for years and you won't hear it. That is the shadow of things to come. This apostate super church, headed up by the false prophet that helps promote and exalt Antichrist, will look right. It'll seem right. It'll be so impressive. It'll be impressive, magnetic, charismatic, intelligent, educated people at the helm. But they will not teach the faith once delivered to the saints. And we're already there. It's happening in the West right now, everywhere. You know how rare it is? And I'm not patting myself on the back here. Listen, I'm a product of the mercy of God and the grace of God. But do you know how unusual it is for you to be able to come to a church where somebody talks about hell and heaven and one way and you must repent and sin is real and sin kills and Christ is the only way to be freed of sin and forgiven by sin? Do you know that that's becoming more and more rare? Because everything, slowly but surely, incrementally over time, is leading up to this apostate super church that is going to cause the whole world to commit spiritual adultery against God. Tons of people, Paul said it, will abandon the faith and follow deceiving spirits and things taught by demons. In another place, Paul talked about having a form of godliness. It looks godly, but they deny the power thereof. The last days, harlot church is going to look good on the outside, but it's going to be totally corrupt on the inside. And Antichrist will place his approval on and support it because he doesn't have to worry about it because they don't preach the blood.
We hope you were blessed by Pastor Jeff's message. We're so glad to have you with us today. Here at Life Talk, we want to stay connected with you and help equip and encourage you in your walk with the Lord. If you would like to receive e-devotionals and ministry updates from Pastor Jeff, visit our website at lifetalkradio.us. That's lifetalkradio.us. From there, you can sign up to receive this exclusive Life Talk listener email. When you sign in for the first time, we'll send you a free gift as a thank you for being a devoted LifeTalk listener. So go to lifetalk.us and sign up for a free e-devotional today. To get a copy of today's message or this entire sermon series, give us a call toll-free at 877-884-3111. That's 877-884-3111. Our friendly staff will be standing by to assist you and even offer you a special discounted price so you can get your own copy of your favorite message or the entire sermon series from Pastor Jeff. This is our way of thanking you for your unwavering support for LifeTalk. Once again, the number is 877-884-3111 or visit our website at lifetalkradio.us for more information. You've been listening to LifeTalk with Pastor Jeff Wickwire. Join us again next time for another exciting message entitled The Beast and a Harlot. In this series called The End, Revelation Unfolds. Thank you for listening today. We look forward to being with you again here on LifeTalk Radio. Until then, God bless.